Do you have any special names for a ring with a particularly large or pretentious? That's particularly large or pretentious.
Oh, the dinner ring, is that what you think?
I have no idea.
Well, that's what they call them. They have a design to someone with a dinner ring. Mm-hmm. Other than an engagement ring.
What do you call those kind of shorts you have on?
Those walking shorts.
Now, what if they, those come down nearly to your knees when you stand up, don't you?
No, really not. They're just a little above.
What if they came down to your knees? What would you call them?
These are short shorts. Maybe those are long shorts.
What do you call these little short ones girls wear a lot of times?
Tights.
Now, would you call them if they were longer than knee lengths?
Oh, those pedal pushers.
What do you call clothes that somebody else might have owned and worn when you got them, say when you
used clothes?
If you got them as a child and you got them from relatives and they were passed
hand
on.
Hand me down.
And as a...
I wore them anyway.
Yeah, I have too. What do you call very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Stylish.
What do you store winter clothes in the summer?
Oh, in the closet, a cedar chest.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever put them in any kind of bag?
Oh, storage bags. We sell them. Cedarized. You know why they use cedarized?
Keeps the moths out, I think, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but what keeps the, what makes the moths stay out of?
I don't know.
The old cedar is repulsive.
Huh. It smells nice to me. that's the real lightweight bag, isn't it?
Yeah, they're old. They used to make the cedarized with the paper, but now they make them cedarized with plastic.
What do you call
polyethylene? What it really is.
What do you call those bags that people carry on the plane that are shaped the same way, but you know they carry, you know, use them for luggage? What do you call those kind of bags with the hand clothes in?
Oh, suit bags.
Mm-hmm. What do you call them if you store clothes in them for the
white robe, chiffon robe?
And what do you call this style of shoes?
I know the name of it, but I don't know anything. These bedroom slippers I got on, those are sandals.
Mm-hmm. What do you normally wear in the daytime? What kind of shoes?
I wear my slip-over shoes, but I like the lace shoes.
Uh-huh. Do you have any other names for slip-overs and lace shoes?
No. Just dress shoes. I wear dress shoes. I don't wear working shoes.
Mm-hmm. What do you call shoes that have higher tops on them? Say up about the
high tops.
What about if they're about ankle high?
That's a shoe. Mm-hmm. These are slippers that I wear.
What if they come up just above the ankle now?
That's a shoe just above the ankle. And then they have 6, 8, and 10, 12, 16-inch boots.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I want to ask you about women's hairstyles and men's hairstyles. Do you know of any styles that you know of?
Well, all I know is the hippie haircuts.
So it's that long?
They just don't cut it. And then they have the regular haircuts and the crew cut. The crew cut for men. The women have the shingle and the wind blown and all that. Now that's about all I know.
What do you call a boy or a man with feminine ways?
Queer?
Well, he's not necessarily queer, but one who just acts
feminine. He's sweet.
And what would you call a girl or a woman with mannish ways?
Boyish.